love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Yeah, but the Asia events are digital-centric, or two of them are, and our roster of managers is like the best in the world. And ready for this?
I'm ready.
Not one, not two, three. Three guys, founders, are giving us equity directly to LW3. Directly.
Oh, my.
They're like a music rights AI firm.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Not one, but two FTS co-hosts don't care. I'm kidding.
I'm telling you guys.
It was a good line. I do care. I do care very much.
I'm telling you from a validation of the approach. Where Adam Founders actually wanted to put it on this happening.
No, it didn't phase him. He kept going right through it. He went right through it.
It almost didn't say it.
It didn't slow him down.
Hey, listen, you guys know.
I threw a spike strip on the ground, and he drove right through it and kept going.
Because what's driving all of this is one simple fucking thing. I want each of yours validation. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Listen, you got it. You got it.
No, not our validation. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
What do you want?
You are a machine.
Yeah, you are.
You have become a machine.
No, but if you guys, I'm not saying I'm a founder. I think that's a ridiculous thing to say. But let's say the most consistent denominator with founders is all they think about is what they're doing. All they think about, you know. And so it's
you
not
got
because
that.
I want
you got that. That's check.
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're ready to bring you episode 94. This is an early morning edition.
It is.
FTS. Usually it's, you know, during the work hours.
No, it's not. Not during the work hours. Don't say that.
If you are a farmer, work hours. Like, you know, you work from dusk till dawn.
During normal work hours. Let's make that perfectly clear.
Yeah. It's it's the sun is on the back half
there
of its,
we go.
You know, descent.
Yes.
But now we are early in the morning, so I don't know what you're getting this morning. If you're looking at YouTube, I look tired. I feel tired. I don't know. Are you guys doing all right? You guys feel tired?
I don't feel tired. I actually am. You know, I used to be very much a late sleeper, and I guess according to some, I still am. But now I'm getting up at like the 9:30 mark. I don't understand why.
Late.
How is 10:30 early morning? I'm confused. Or how is 9:30 early morning? Early morning is like 6.
Well, he had to be on at 9. He's Central Time. He got on the mic at 9 a.m. That's early. I'm going to say it's early.
Is it?
Yes.
I can't sleep past 7 Central.
So then you should be fine.
Early? 9 a.m. is not early. Like 7 a.m. is early.
No, 9 a.m. is early for a weekend. I think it is. I used to sleep till 10:30 on the weekends.
Oh, I remember. Remember scheduling with Josh initially?
I can't do that anymore. Yeah. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. You want to know what, Josh? You were actually, you know, we almost got rid of you, Josh, early on.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a second.
Our listeners may know, if you listen to our earlier episodes, you see that Josh was particularly recalcitrant.
And what?
Yeah.
Recalcitrant?
Yeah, and at times you had some serious attitude.
Does that mean
issues.
I was lacking calcium?
You were difficult.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
And
yeah.
Dave and I had to navigate around Josh's, effectively, his sleep schedule. And we weren't unable to do more. This is not, I'm not making this up. David, am I making this up?
You're exaggerating.
Late to rise, early to bed. I think that was your
question. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so that's changed now. I think that's because Josh has CPD.
CPD? What is CPD?
Yeah, it's that thing when you sleep, you have to wear that mask on because you snore so loudly. So his wife kicks him out of bed early in the morning.
Sleep apnea. That's called sleep apnea, and I do not have that.
Okay, what's CPD?
I don't know what the hell CPD is.
I think that's something that like one of the Sterner characters said.
It's possible, but I think what you meant was, it's the one where you can't blow out the candle from far away.
Yeah.
It's that one. Yeah.
Actually, Josh, this is a good transition. Why don't you tell us, are there any Howard Stern references or stories that have come up naturally from FTS?
No, well, I don't even know why you're even saying that. There's no lead in for me. Oh, we do. Yes, thank you, Mark. That took me a hot minute. We have a follower who seems to be very intrigued by FTS Friends Talking Shop, and that is none other than High Pitch Eric from the Howard Stern Show.
Who's High Pitch?
High Pitch has reached out to us and has followed us, which is pretty exciting. I guess our first minor celeb.
How much does he want us to pay him?
Yeah, right. He did. He did. I don't want to. He would ask me to buy him cigars.
Listen, we'll buy him cigars. We would love to have him be. I mean, so the two people we've interviewed would be my dad and High Pitch.
Yeah, there we go.
That's pretty formidable.
And guess what? If you had that on your bingo card, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Omar's dad and High Pitch.
I'm saying I'm all in on High Pitch. Josh, are you?
All in on High Pitch. Dave?
I mean, I'll follow you guys. I'm not a big Howard Stern. I enjoy listening to him, but I haven't listened to many of his shows.
Well, if High Pitch is listening right now, please reach out again and DM us, and we'll have you on. We'd love to have you on.
Let's do business together, High Pitch. We are literally, it'd be fantastic 15, 20 minutes, maybe longer.
We'll see how it goes.
Asking him about movies, asking him about his golf game.
Well, don't give it all away. Don't give it all away.
What cigars he likes.
Yeah.
What car he drives, who his friends are. We want to be his friends. We are your friend.
We are. We're hooked up. We're linked. It's official. Right. Yeah.
Bring it back. Welcome to the podcast. I didn't even get the start. Did I mention it's episode 94? We're getting very close to the special episode 100. And man, is that going to be fantastic. It's going to be a big, big show.
Huge. It's going to be huge.
So, as you can tell, I have two co-hosts with me. The first one is Josh, who's on my right. I don't know what it looks like on YouTube, but
yeah,
on my right.
That Josh, might not happen.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. We just actually had a very big life moment for our family. My wife and I took our daughter and moved her to Minneapolis. So as I've talked about before, she just graduated in May from Vanderbilt, and now she is going to be adulting, and she got her first real job, moved her out to Minneapolis and set her up, and a grueling 3 or 4 days just putting together furniture. My hand was like, awful. Oh my God, it felt arthritic.
David, was there any crying, you think, David? What's your over-under?
Yes, I bet you there was some crying. I can almost
guarantee
it. Josh,
was there crying?
There were tears for my wife. My wife was very upset. I was upset too. I didn't cry physically. My daughter was definitely. You know what? Because this is so different. This one is different. And I hadn't had this moment yet with either of my kids.
From knowing Josh privately, Josh has never cared about his son at all.
Stop. Get out of here.
No, it's true. I mean, Josh,
stop.
Listen.
Stop.
This is daddy's little girl. Kids. I get it.
I love my kids. Listen, my daughter, so this is unbelievable. He listens. When you drop them off at college, right, it's sad, but you know they're coming back. You know, they're coming back. They're coming back for holidays. They're coming back for the summer maybe. They're coming back.
You more cry, I think, when kids go to college. It's not that you'll not see them. It's that you hit that milestone almost. I think it's almost just as much.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's some of that.
Getting older, or you've hit this plateau.
But this one is different, because this one's like, oh my God, they might never live with us again.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that line? 90% or 80% of your time with your child is spent until they're 18.
Until they're 18. Exactly. Yeah, right. Which is sad. So, but she's got a great setup. She's got a great roommate. Her apartment is in an awesome location, and it's really nice. I will tell you this. We went to, in the midst of all our Target runs and furniture building, we went to Starbucks, which is around the corner from her place. We walked to Starbucks in the morning before we were getting our day going. And there was a dude in front of us, and he ordered like a pastry and a coffee, right? And she said, I don't remember what it was, whatever came out to be, $8 and whatever. He takes his pocket and literally empties it onto the counter. It's all change and a ton of pennies, ton of pennies.
They love that in Minneapolis. That's
and I'm
huge.
Like, what the hell is this? And the woman.
Does she like Starbucks?
What's that?
Your gab likes Starbucks?
Yeah, I think everyone, it's easy. It's quick. It's convenient. It's there. I mean, I don't think you go out of your, she goes out of her way for Starbucks, but it's, you know.
I mean, you're,
what does that have to do with anything?
I just sent her a gift card for $100 to Starbucks.
Oh, that's very sweet, Omar. That's very sweet. Wow. Man, okay.
I take don't know back if I've ever gotten a gift card from you.
But should this be allowed? Let me ask you this. First of all, it took forever for this woman to count out whatever amount it was in nickels, dimes, and pennies, which is what it mostly was, an exorbitant amount of pennies. It took forever. So we had to sit there and wait for this nonsense to happen. Now, look, one part of me is like, well, it's currency. You have to take it. It's U.S. currency. And if that's what you have and that's what you want to pay for, there's nothing that says that's illegal. But at the same time, it should be like a society no-no that you don't do shit like that. Right? Mm. It's completely inconsiderate. It's inconsiderate to the people behind you in line. It's inconsiderate to the workers. It's just inconsiderate all around. Take that shit to the bank and get cash for it.
I disagree.
Really?
I think as long as the penny's in circulation, it's fair game. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I compare this to like someone driving under the speed limit, let's say, on a highway.
Yes.
It's irritating, but it's legal and it's fair, and you just gotta kind of deal with it. Right?
You can drive under the speed limit, but if you drive too slow under the speed limit, do you know you can get a ticket for that too?
Well, I guess if you're paying with hay pennies. Or bits or whatever, seashells, then that would be that equivalent, right? You can't.
Can I give you some life advice, Josh?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, please.
So when I give gifts to people,
yes,
I always say to my team that Mother Teresa and Gandhi were the two most selfish people of all time, right? Because it feels so good to give.
Yeah. Right?
You think that was their motivation?
I think giving can be very effectively done if it's done in a selfish way, right?
Yes.
So what am I getting out of it, right? So my point is when I give gifts to people, right, I want them to like something they use on a regular basis. So they think about me.
Right? It's all
they're using it.
It's so narcissistic.
So like for example, what I was going to suggest for your daughter is perhaps everyone needs one, an air fryer.
She has one.
Damn it.
Has an air fryer.
Should she just buy her one?
No, her roommate bought one. Yeah.
But so there's they have certain things where they use it every day to think about you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that I would say to you.
Listen, we bought her a ton of furniture and a ton of, I mean, the amount of stuff we bought at Target and all this stuff over the last, the days we were there, it's crazy. And I put all that shit together. So she better think of me when she's sleeping in her bed or putting her makeup on at her vanity.
David may be aware of this. There's certain less asymmetric investments because it just doesn't really hit the brain synapses in a way that gives you any kind of upside with your daughter. Hmm. One of them is a bed. Right? The bed, they're not really thinking about, oh, mom and dad got me this bed.
Well, of course. No. That's right.
It'd be like a Breville blender. Is she have a Breville blender?
A what?
What the hell is a Breville
brand?
I never heard of that.
A blender, a nice blender.
I know what a blender is. I don't know what Breville is.
Breville is the highest end brand.
It's better than Vitamix?
Correct.
No way.
It is. I'm telling you.
Mm.
Does she like having coffee? Get her a Hura coffee maker.
Yeah, she's not a huge coffee person.
Okay, well then shelf that.
Yeah.
But you see where I'm going. Wine glasses. Whenever she drinks, she's thinking of mom and dad.
Okay, listen.
Maybe get wine glasses with your pictures on it.
You know, this, is so self-serving. This tells you a lot of Omar's psyche, right?
Yes, it does.
Because what do we get from Omar? It's stickers. Yeah. It's
hats.
Things that, hats with socks, his, you know, his dog.
Sweatshirts, and, hoodies.
He wants us to remember coloring
his books.
All coloring with books. His shit on it.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, all of it. Yes.
Hey, I have dude. A thousand things with Omar's dog's face on it.
We're wearing underwear right now with Omar's dog on the ass cheeks.
We're building a brand. Each of us are building our own brands with everybody else.
All right, fair enough. All right, why don't you send my daughter a Breville blender? She doesn't have one of those.
Who's to say I haven't already done that?
All right. That's how I'm doing.
That's good. Well, congratulations, Josh. It's September 20th right now. In about 2 months, your daughter's going to be crying to come home because when the weather changed in Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, when it gets cold, she's that's the one thing she fears is that horrible winter. That's going to be brutal. So we'll see. We'll see how she handles it.
Philly's not great weather either, but not like Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is Hoff. I've told her that. It's another level of horribleness, winter horribleness. Another level.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, my other co-host sitting to my left is Omar. Omar, how are you doing?
I feel emancipated.
Good.
Free at last.
By the mustache? Because you got rid of the mustache?
I wasn't even talking about the mustache.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That too.
Do they go hand in hand?
Mustache thing actually is a whole other thing. And whenever I look at myself, I get scared.
Yeah. That's how we feel right now.
Like, do you think I look more strong?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hiking without the mustache?
No. I think you look a little weirder without the mustache. And it's only because I'm used to you with a certain look. You've had that look for a while. So that's why it's just odd for me to see you like this.
Yeah. It must be. Well, I like Dave, Josh, and we'll grow it back. So what I'm saying free at last is the users, our listeners may, or viewers, if you are YouTube or whatever that crap is that we're on.
It's called YouTube.
We'll notice the angle is different. It's because my desktop computer had died today. My HP Windows. And I've decided today that I'm going to go to Best Buy and I'm going to buy a Mac desktop. Make the full transition.
All right.
So I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to become an Apple person, which is very similar to becoming a vegan or someone who went to Harvard.
It is.
You find the necessity to tell somebody that within a minute of meeting them.
So true.
Am I right? Yes.
Yeah.
You are right. 100%.
Or if you go to CrossFit, that's another good one.
Yes, CrossFit's another one where you have to tell people immediately. You have to crowbar that into the conversation.
But you use Apple and Mac laptops.
Yep, so that's what I'm on right now.
That's a weird thing. You had laptops different than your desktop.
Mine is. My laptop's Windows. I like Windows. I grew up on Windows. I don't like the feel of clicking around on a mouse.
I do too, but I don't want a Mac.
But you have an iPhone, an iPad. That's what I do. That's.
Oh, okay. I guess
that's iOS.
Consider an iPad. Yeah, I have an iPad. But
yeah,
if
so
I
that's
had
Apple.
Yeah, okay.
And I love those products.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now the question that you have to ask yourself, right, is are you holding on to the past? See, my issue with you guys, well, because you guys have worked within a certain field where your neural pathways have been hardened or are dead.
Yeah. Well, they're deep cuts of behavior. Yes.
Amen.
Because for one simple reason, if you stacked up all the wealth that your decisions have made other people with how how much wealth each of you broke asses have. The disparity is so big. At some point, your neural pathways just shut down.
Listen,
otherwise you wouldn't be able to live with yourself.
You killed my neural pathways further when I didn't even know what the hell a Breville blender was.
Yeah.
I'm still living in the Vitamix world. And I don't even have one of those.
Yeah.
So true. I realized that. Omar.
Yeah, thanks for putting that perspective into our
heads.
Hey,
listen, listen, it's going to be the Empire Strikes Back.
What does that mean?
Oh, wait, no, that's not the wrong one. That's when the bad people make a comeback, right?
So yeah,
Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Let's start with Star Wars. We're at Star Wars phase.
Okay.
You guys are like
Chewie. I think it's going to be more like Caddyshack.
No, Josh, you're like Harrison Ford, Josh.
Thank you.
And then Dave's like Chewie, Chewbacca.
No, I want to be Harrison Ford. I don't want to be Chewbacca's fine, but I really want to be Han Solo. Can I be Han Solo?
I heard what he said. I am Harrison Ford.
I'll be Boba Fett.
I'm Dr. Richard Kimball.
Who's Richard Kimball? Is that the guy who blew up
the Fugitive? You remember that movie?
The Olympics.
I love that movie. No, Richard Kimball was the Fugitive.
Oh, Richard Little. Who was the guy who blew up the pipe bomb at the Olympics? Like,
he did. I know
ago.
You're talking about
Richard Jewell.
But he didn't do it. He was falsely accused, right? Wasn't he the
That's
falsely
what the movie
accused
said.
Guy?
Yes. Yep, he was, yep.
Isn't everybody falsely accused?
By the way, I was there. I was there when that happened.
What?
Yes, I was in Atlanta for the Olympics, and I was invited to go out to the park where that bomb happened that night. And I was exhausted. I'm like, nah, forget it. I take a pass. And I went to bed. The next morning, I woke up and heard about the bombing.
So can I point something out to you? Actually,
yes.
This will be my. I didn't have a story before. A topic. I just have one. Thank you, Josh.
Oh,
I'll wait till my topic comes up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no. There you go.
It's actually a very interesting one. I'm going to be vulnerable.
You've said that so many times before, and it's become such a dud. So I'm going to ask you to just not pump us up before, just in case. Dave, how are you doing?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing pretty good. I am finally got to a weekend where I have not a lot going on.
Isn't that
so
the best? Isn't that
finally
the best?
Rest.
Oh, yeah. I love when
I've
there's
had
nothing.
Incredibly busy last couple of weeks. Lots have happened. I mentioned to you that I have another podcast that's focused on the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
And I went to the game on Thursday and had a meetup with other Packers therapy listeners. One from Massachusetts, one from...
Multiple of your listeners.
Yeah, we had a number.
Wow.
We had about 10 people show up. One from Norway, and it was very fun. In fact, it's so strange, and maybe we have this too, but one of the listeners' wives was with. I'm guessing she wasn't as much of a Packer fan or our podcast fan, but she said, you know, it's really weird. My husband will listen to you guys while he falls asleep, so often I will be laying in bed awake listening to your voices, and it's weird to hear you, you know, face-to-face.
That's
now.
Funny.
And I thought, that's so weird, right? That's how Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise feels, right? It's so
simple. Okay. A little bit of a stretch.
But the thing I wanted to say after all that was the weekend before, I was up in a golf kind of resort place. And
I thought you gave up golf.
Yeah, I'm giving it up again because I played a course that's very difficult. It's one of the courses they play.
Wait, Josh, for the record.
Yes.
Get for a white male in mid America to give up golf.
Yeah.
Is as difficult as a police officer giving up donuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you know what,
Josh? I didn't know, Josh. I did not know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew you didn't know where you were going with that. That was just whatever came out.
That wasn't bad though, Josh. Right? That
not
bad. Terrible.
It wasn't bad for the timing. It's not bad.
What I will give up on is golfing with Omar because I did it once and he showed up on the tee box.
You talked about this
5 minutes late. Yes, I'll never forgive you for that. That made me go first. Oh, so awful.
We won that day, David, because you had that great approach shot.
I did at the very end. Yes.
It's the one and only time, and probably last time, I'll ever high five a white man. I hate high fiving black people. I can't do it.
What about fist bumping? You won't fist bump a white man?
No.
Interesting.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
But you love hugging white men. You're a big hugger of white men.
No, I mean when you're celebrating something.
Oh, when you're celebrating. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think the fist bump is a. Yeah, it depends on what it is. High-fiving is just a thing. And when girls high-five me, I have no problem high-fiving women. I think that's funny. It's hilarious. Men, I have no interest.
It's a strange system.
All right,
system,
that's very weird. You got little quirks. That's anyway, what makes you you. Yeah.
I'm at this golf resort, and there's
when I high-five women, I clasp her hands, and I hold on to it.
Okay, that's not a high-five then.
And I maintain eye contact for at least
that's
10
a grope.
Seconds.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
Yeah. Let me finish my story.
Dave. Yes, finish
I'm
your story.
I'm at the golf resort, and in the one place we stay, they have this really cool bar in the basement called the Rathskeller. And yeah. it's an old European sort of pub looking place. And it's
I think
very
that's
cool.
The name of a pub in a lot of places because there's the Rathskeller in our neighborhood too.
Is there? Okay, yep. Yeah. So I guess it's Rat Cellar. Is that what it would be? The English?
The English. I think that's right. Right. That doesn't play as well.
So I was down in the basement.
Marketing-wise.
We got there a little early for the rest of the group, but we went down to this bar, and my wife and I were sitting at the bar, and there's a table of people having dinner at this place, and there's this large African-American bald man facing away from me.
Oh, yes.
And I'll admit, you know, I don't want to hope this doesn't come across wrong, but usually when you see a very large, athletic African-American man in near Green Bay, Wisconsin, you wonder if it's a Packer because it's not a very diverse population.
Yeah. Good recovery.
So anyway, that was my first thought is, ooh, I wonder if that's a Green Bay Packer because they're in season and they might golf during an off day. But so we're sitting there and he turns around and it's Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Charles right. Barkley is up in Green Bay or Kohler, Wisconsin, to golf at Whistling Straits. And what's, you know, he is known for his golf swing too, right? Like
I once watched him play golf because it was like a pro am or it was one of those deals.
Swing, right?
Yeah. For sure.
It's bizarre. He wasn't very good then. And that was a long time ago. So he might be a lot better now because I know he loves golf. He plays a ton of golf.
So he, we saw him, his wife was next to him because we were on looking up on our phones, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Is he married? Who is it? So he's with his wife and friends and what have you. And I really wanted to go up to him. I'm like, you know.
You texted us and I told you to go up to him.
You did. Sent you a picture, a very fuzzy picture because we're taking very covert pictures from the side and I couldn't get it done. And I thought, you know, because early in his career, he threw a guy out a window in Milwaukee. Like he was a hothead early on, right?
Yes, but he's also known to be really nice guy to his fans.
Well, when you said go up to him, he's a really nice guy, I thought you might have been.
No, I'm being serious because that happened when he played ball in Philly. A friend of mine, his little brother went up to him at a dinner, saw him at dinner. And he said, well, I'm eating dinner, but, you know, I'll come by afterwards. And he thought, no way, is he coming back? And he finished dinner, went right up to the table and talked to them for a while and signed stuff. It was he was really nice.
Well, I was too scared. So we ended up leaving and nothing happened. Well, then the next evening we go down after we had golfed. He's down there by himself watching college football highlights.
I thought that picture you sent was from that evening.
No. So
that's so crazy.
I chickened out.
Oh, my God.
I went down. He's sitting now by himself. Well, now it's like,
now it's
this
different.
Is – what's going to happen now? Well, right. I chickened out.
What?
I was like – I hung back. He's like – so one question, like what level of celebrity is Charles Barkley? To me, that's – he's like in the
– A-list.
He's an A, right? A-list.
He's Hall of Fame NBA player number one.
He was on the Dream Team.
On the Dream Team number two. Number three, he's also a personality now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on TV as a personality, and everybody knows him. He's an A-lister, 100%.
You think so, Omar?
I think that the greatest sign of an A-lister is what is their thing that Josh mentioned, but also what is their global recognition. Like for example, my partner Nico, who's in Italy, did not know and does not know who Jay-Z is.
Get the hell out of here! He's obviously an A-lister.
I swear to God, I'm just saying. It's a very like. There are pockets of the world who don't care about America's quote unquote culture. They're there for a lack of. So I think Charles Barkley, he might know.
Okay, well, stop.
Well,
So is Jay-Z now in your eyes due to that little experiment not an A-list celebrity? That's insane.
That's a negative. I would no. I would say he is an A-list celebrity.
Okay, well then that just defeated your whole theory there of global recognition.
Theory, Josh. I'm giving you perspective. It's still a relevant data point, right? Everything to me is a bell-shaped curve, including like your body, right? So it's true, listeners. I don't know if you've seen Josh with his shirt off. I have.
You haven't seen me with my shirt off in 20 years. Oh, my God.
He snuck that insult in.
It's amazing how he does
that.
It was
a masterclass.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That was good.
So you went up to him. How did you broach?
Well, we work with a guy. His name is Todd. You know Todd.
Yes, yes. Oh, he did
so
it.
So I was meeting Todd. So I sat there and I'm like, there he is. I'm nudging my wife. And then Todd goes, oh, hey, Charles, come and meet a friend of mine, Dave. And I was like, what are you doing? And Charles stood up, turned around. When I walked from the table, came out to me, shook my hand, like almost because apparently they had been talking before I got there. Todd went up.
Oh, wow. That's
bravely
funny.
Approached him. And so, and then when he was coming toward me friendly, I gushed all over him. Like, I mean, and I haven't been a Sixers fan or a Suns fan. I probably cheered against him everywhere he played because I was a Bulls fan, a Bucks fan. I was like, I loved you so much when you played. I love the NBA, you know, that you're doing. I said, And he was super nice, and we
He's
got a
awesome.
Nice picture. He shook my hand a number of times because I kept going on how much I love the guy.
And he's hilarious. And, he's very funny.
He was great. Yeah. He was great.
Yeah.
So that was
That's
that
awesome.
Was
and you got a picture with him, and you sent us a picture. You have a picture with him.
And that's all I want, right? I want a picture.
You want a picture.
So I can show everybody.
It's not about the autograph anymore. It's about the picture. It's about the selfie.
That's right.
Yes.
I want people to feel bad that I had something fun, and they weren't there.
Exactly.
That's the goal in my life, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we can.
That's social media in a nutshell. You just define social media in a nutshell.
Yeah, I think I did. But
look what I'm doing that you're not.
Let me go through the particulars. Okay, so we're going to kick off this podcast, and if you haven't listened to the other 93, what we do is we come together and do a lot of this nonsense first. And you might be. This is called the cold. Is it a cold open?
This is not cold. This is warm, but this is the pre to the main event.
It's the warm open to. The main event, which
the
is
main
where
event.
We come together and each have a topic that we're going to discuss that we've not talked about yet. This is all surprise.
Right.
So that you're getting
and Omar hasn't thought about yet. So it's even a surprise to him.
So that'll happen 2 seconds before
right.
he says that.
Yeah.
But before I get into all that, I have a couple things to cover. First, we'd love for you to email us. Our email address is friends@fts.media. You can learn more about us on our website at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And then you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. All you have to do is search Friends Talking Shop or @FriendsTalkingShop. You'll find us lots of content there. Before we kick things off, though, I'm going to send it to you.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I do think there is a raging controversy going on with our podcast.
Really?
And I need to address this.
Okay.
One of which is Omar is no longer at his mic. That's
Omar. That, I mean, come on, man. He's got a cowboy hat and what do you?
It's really worth watching us on YouTube.
It's unbelievable his antics.
Yeah. What do you?
You can't be doing this. You can't.
A life preserver.
You're blowing up a life preserver. Why are you doing that?
I want to show it to you guys, but it's,
okay. But you can
it
show it
too
to
long.
Us. It might be
it
afterwards. Maybe afterwards
take,
might be a good
take
idea.
Me too long to blow it up. Actually.
Yes, it would.
It's too big.
Yeah. Let that
Sorry.
Go. All right. Why don't you sit there, pop some ADHD medicine, and let's finish this podcast off.
Dave is making a very, very.
I am. And you need to listen to this.
Yeah.
So I was traveling, and I thought I'm going to just listen to a few minutes of our podcast, maybe episode 93.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing I hear when I hit play from our podcast? A commercial.
Yes.
a commercial.
Yes.
And then you go a little further, it breaks in the action. And what do you get again? A commercial.
A commercial.
So first of all, who's putting those commercials in? And yeah. Second, if we are getting commercials, who's getting money? I don't see any money for any of these ads. What's going on here,
Spotify,
Josh?
Spotify, the man. The man.
What?
It's the man. It is. It's the man. It's the man is doing it. Apple or Spotify. Yeah, they're doing it. We reached a certain – as soon as you get a certain amount of downloads, I thought – because you told me that. I'm like, no, I've never heard that before. Once you get to a certain level, they start doing it because they think they can – they feel they can monetize.
Well, whoa. Omar, I know how these things work. I make a podcast through Riverside. Unless they must be going in and breaking our podcast apart and putting in these ads – I guess that's possible.
Like where Dave is going with this.
Josh has got a deal with some advertiser.
Et tu Brute. Is Brute
How
or Brute?
Dare you?
Et tu Brute.
How dare you?
I just need to make Judas. Sure I eliminate
Judas.
That.
No. He's Jewish. Judas.
Yeah, I get it. But these are completely ridiculous allegations. I have no deal of any sort.
I like this so much more. You know what? Ackman's razor. Boom.
Yeah,
there you go.
Ackman's razor is not that doesn't apply here.
Yeah, it does. It's Ackman's razor means.
I know what it means. The simplest notion is probably the truth.
Yeah. We've all read Chicago.
Explanation. Simplest explanation is probably the truth. That's not a simple explanation.
So
I went behind your back and made a deal with Spotify. Yeah. No.
All right. I want to see financials.
Okay. That looks like a new Under Armour.
I can produce them
way.
Very easily. You want me to produce them right now? Hold on.
That looks like a new ill-fitting Under Armour t-shirt you're wearing.
Hold on. That car out back there, that brand new.
Here's our balance sheet, Dave. You see it?
That's
a big fat zero. So now you've seen our
financials. No,
hey, you're giving free advertising to whoever that fund is.
No, right. That's a pie chart of who's getting the revenue and who's not. That's the other.
Oh, good spin.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So, Josh, I mean, we got to trust you. I mean, I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, you have to trust me, of course. Please.
What a controversy.
Although, actually, he's wearing a Terps jersey, so I'm more inclined to trust him.
That's right. Correct. The Terps play today. Big game against Wisconsin.
What are the Terps ranked right now, Josh?
They're not ranked. But my Vanderbilt Commodores are ranked 20th in the nation when everyone thinks that they are the laughingstock of the SEC. So there you go. And I'll be going out to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to watch them play at Alabama. How exciting
is that?
Do
you enjoy those things, Josh, when you're
love
there?
Love it. This one I'm going with because my nephew is at the University of Alabama, and so my sister and her husband and his brother will be there. And then myself, my wife, and my daughter are actually coming in. She's coming in from Minneapolis for that game, meeting us there.
And then are you drinking?
Exciting. Yeah, we'll drink a little bit for that. But not. I don't drink to excess because I want to enjoy the game. I want to be into the game.
But do you enjoy the game?
Yes.
The whole game. You're there the entire game.
The whole game. Unless
where are you sitting? Are you sitting in a box?
No, I'm not sitting in a box.
You're sitting with all the other people, you're a proletarian.
Yes, that's the idea. Like I'm a guy who has no clue what a Breville blender is.
David, would you want to sit in the football game for the entire game? It just seems
yes,
like
he
too
does.
Much.
He's a football fan.
Well, I did it at the Packer game.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
And the people in front of me stood the whole time, and even I get standing during exciting plays beginning.
Yeah,
the
but the
end,
whole time's
whatever,
too much. It's too
they
much.
They were up the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Much. I don't want to have to deal with this volatility.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh, do not ask me to go with you to any of this stuff. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been enough times.
Don't worry.
It's not that great.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, let's do our topics. Omar, I'll give you a little bit more time to think. Josh, you want to go first?
Yeah. So I wanted to this was happened last month. I was going to talk about this when it happened, but we haven't had a show since. But so last month, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a big class action lawsuit against Delta and United. I don't know did either of you
Delta
read about this?
United, no.
Yeah.
Was it over?
So here's what it was over, because that's what I wanted to ask you about. So passengers, it's a class action lawsuit. I think it's like 1 million+ passengers are suing both airlines because they paid extra for a window seat.
Oh.
And when they went into the plane,
there was
no window at their seat.
Yeah.
And so this
they're on the edge.
They're on the inside.
The
they're on the wall.
Right.
Right. But there was no window. So my question to you is, I started thinking about this, and my first thought, my initial thought was, oh, stop. That's ridiculous. Everyone knows a window seat just means you're sitting against the wall. And by the way, when you people who want a window seat, or at least for me, let me just back up. The reason you do that is because you don't want to have people disturb you when you're sleeping by getting up to use the bathroom, and you have a place to rest your head on the side. It's not about the window. I keep the window down the entire time. I don't even want that. I don't even want that shade up.
When you're landing, it's kind of cool if you're, you see the lights of a city. That's only for like the last few. Yeah.
So this is the argument, and this is what I pose to you guys. So apparently, and the reason, by the way, that there are no windows at some of these seats is because there's air conditioning ducts and electrical conduits and things like that. That's what they're claiming, right?
You did a little research on the topic?
I did do a little research on the topic because I read the article and I'm like, this is very interesting. And my first thought has now changed me a little bit. I want to see where you guys land on this. So the question is, do they have an argument? Do they have a right to get monetary compensation because they paid extra for a seat that said window seat, but there's no window there? Hmm.
All right, here's my gut reaction.
Please.
Thought for me.
Yes.
I feel like this is not a reimbursable event. Like it's worthy to be sued for.
Is or is not.
I don't feel like there's any compensation that should be given these folks. However, I think they could say going forward, we're going to start to label window.
It's like at a concert, partial views. You know what I mean?
That's different. Obstructed view is different.
No, but it's not quite a window seat, but it's a little bit less dollars it costs. So maybe they can do that going forward. But looking back, these people are all idiots. This is why we need tort reform in this fucking country.
Yeah.
Well, that might be. But the tickets, if there's obstructive view, they do say that.
They have to.
At least you're getting the.
Yeah, I'm saying going forward, they start doing that for a window.
Yeah, and I think you could say, you have, and maybe call it, it's a windowless seat, so you're indicating that it's not the aisle, it's not the middle, it's something, but it's not a window.
So let me ask you this. I figured you'd say that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So does that mean then that this is now a slippery slope? Do they have to now tell you when your seat doesn't have underneath storage, like there's no underneath storage in front of you? Or do they have to tell you when you're on that hump? You know, you get that seat with that big giant hump where your feet are. You never had that seat?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a raised, whatever the hell it is, not flat, where your feet are supposed to be. You're like, what the hell is this? So now do they have to disclose everything for every seat? How about when your seat doesn't recline? There's a couple rows where your seat doesn't recline. Do they have to disclose that?
Hmm.
We're going down a very slippery slope here where now you got to say every iteration of your seat that you're sitting in that's a little bit different than quote unquote the norm. I think
named a couple.
Yeah.
So let's say the iterations are less than 7. I think go ahead, disclose it.
Oh, but then come on. First of all, a lot of times though, when they buy planes, when Delta or United buys a plane, right? There's no seats in it. They know how many seats it fits. They don't know where the air conditioning conduit box is going to be. So in other words, they'd have to go back and reconfigure everything and figure out where all these one-offs are. I think it's crazy. I don't think a windowless window seat.
Do you guys have any friends who are lawyers?
Yeah.
That's right. I don't like fucking lawyers. I hate these fucking people.
There you go.
This is so ridiculous. Like, I'm sure you guys have gotten emails letters in the mail from like lawyers who are suing some class action tort. You know, we all get them for different companies that we own a little bit of equities.
Yeah. Always.
Like, what is that? Green mail? What's that called? Some shit? There's some term for it where like you're trying to get people to be part of a lawsuit.
Yes. Always.
Whatever. And this is the problem, quite frankly, with this country, right? I wish I had a flag dropping down behind me right now. You have to earn, focus on earning. There's no handouts, okay? Government subsidized housing or free grocery stores or getting extra credits for not getting a window. I will say to you, on my flight over here, I flew in last night.
Yeah.
I'm a Mint member, okay, of JetBlue. All right. Yeah.
What does that mean?
What that means?
What does that mean?
Yeah. That means you're the tallest short guy in the
Yeah, I don't know. Anyone that flies JetBlue.
Yeah, so that's what you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So I fly JetBlue all the time because it's very easy with Miles. Anyway, my point is,
Miles being your dog, not Air
Miles. Yeah, Chachi yeah, Boy.
That was confusing.
Right. Yeah. So I get there today, yesterday, and they say to me, I've never once heard this. Do you have your paperwork for your dog? I'm like, what? Like, you're flying into San Juan, you have the paperwork. I've never once ever had that paperwork for Miles on JetBlue. And
right.
I got a little bit agitated, not tremendously, but a little bit. I was like, really, you're making me actually go through this process? So I had to find his service dog card, had to show him my paperwork for
so
his
So you had
whatever.
It. You had it.
I had his service dog paperwork.
Okay.
And the guy then says, ready for this? The manager yeah. comes over and they were just not happy people at the airport.
Yeah.
He goes to me, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. And how you answer this question is, here's the question. I'm going to ask you what your, by FINRA law, whatever the law is, whatever it is, disability thing, ADA.
They can't ask you that. They can't ask
wait
you.
A second, wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah. Here's what he said. I'm going to ask you one question, and the answer is very important because with ADA laws, I'm going to ask you what your disability is. We are no, he says, I'm sorry. He goes, by ADA laws, we are not allowed to ask you
correct.
What your specific affliction is.
Right.
However, we are going to ask you a question about what your service dog does for you. If you tell us what your affliction is, we will not be able to allow you to get on the airplane. I swear to God, this is what he said to me. I'm like,
what is that? It's a word salad. I don't even understand what the hell that's.
If I had said, for example, if I had said to him,
yeah,
I have
anxiety. It says anxiety.
I have anxiety or I have massive paranoia and my dog and my take medication, I would not have been able to get on the plane.
No, you can't say mass paranoia. That's a
whatever it is. My phrase to him instead was, he reminds me to take my medication. But they wanted me to not get on the plane, right? Because they weren't happy with my feedback. And when they put me on the plane, I finally got on with Miles. Guess where I was sitting? In the fucking middle seat. They purposely moved my seat. I didn't realize until I got on the plane.
Yeah.
They moved my seat because they didn't like me for whatever reason. Again, I could have been more
this
gracious.
This is so unbelievable of such a prestigious company like JetBlue. I don't get it. I mean, there's such a quality airline.
I'm a Mint member.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
And so I get free upgrades and my dog can come for free and whatever. But the larger point is, David, Josh.
Yes.
Is I did not – I send them middle seat. And I said, you want to know what? I'm not going to let their fucking with me affect my flight.
And
I was okay in the middle of the seat. It's not a big deal. It's kind of the same thing as window thing. You deal with it. You're a fucking adult.
I agree. This is where I come down on this. This is like if you – it's not as if you got tickets to a Broadway show and the seat is not where it was on the seat map and you're like, wait a second. This is not what I wanted. This view sucks. You're on a plane. The job of a plane is not to show you the sights. The job of a plane is to get you from point A to point B in a timely manner and safe.
It's even broader than that, Josh. Whenever we have a podcast, I'm perpetually disappointed. Like, it's like there's a giant air duct at my window seat whenever I see you and Dave's face.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's what life is.
Makes sense.
If
makes
everyone
sense.
Could sue because you're disappointed by one thing in one
yes.
place.
Well, I agree with
more
that.
More lawsuits. This can't happen this way.
This is exactly where I come down on this exact thing. If you took a Greyhound bus and you were at the window seat and you happen to be in between the two windows, you know those big windows you just happen to be in between? Is that the same thing? Or maybe you get a sliver of a window. Is that the same thing? This is nonsense. This is utter nonsense. You pick a window seat because you want to rest your head on the side.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
you don't want people waking you up when they have to go to the bathroom.
It's the same thing why you pick a window seat. Caviar, and like maybe it's like 3/4 full, and you pay for a full thing. You deal with it. It's like.
Well, that's quite the. That's quite the. The Carl like Barks analogy
struggle that we all
what
all
a
have
struggle.
To deal with. Yeah.
When you get that caviar.
No, but that's the point. It's like Grey Poupon, right? That doesn't quite taste right.
No, right? It's not. It's not like any of these analogies. These are ridiculous analogies.
But when you don't book pay, your seat.
You're paying for transportation. You're not paying for a show or
like
a
you
view.
Said, it's a slippery slope. It's everything. You should expect great customer service when you ask for it. Well, with certain brands.
You should expect good customer service. I'm not saying that, but the whole point is like if you're flying, let's say, for example, let me use a different example. Let's say you're flying from East Coast to West Coast and you mapped out the route and you're going to fly over the Grand Canyon. You're like, ooh, I'm going to get a window seat so I can see the Grand Canyon. But there's a storm in that area. So they have to fly around the storm and you don't see the Grand Canyon. Can you sue?
No, that's an act of God. I think that's there's.
It's
you can
not
make
even
that clause in there. I think people understand that analogy. But let's say you went on. I know there are people, and there was like, I don't know, it's the Northern Lights, or maybe it was the
Aurora Borealis
eclipse or something. Yeah. That if you flew across at a certain time, you could really see the eclipse. Or
right.
I don't know how you probably have to wear those glasses.
I have no idea.
But if you did that, thinking, okay, I want to be able to, I'd taken the flight to be able to look out the window, like. Is it so hard when you look your seat map when you book your flights? Like, I think for Southwest, you get to pick, you know, boom, like in the movie theater that you can actually highlight
right.
the seat, right?
That's all of them.
Like,
yeah.
On the map of that plane is make a little indication, like, this seat doesn't have a window.
Yes.
Just, that's all I'm saying. Just do, you could do that.
I guess you could, but then you're going to have to do that with every seat.
Just that one thing. Just
no,
one.
No, because it always starts that way, but then it just snowballs. And then someone
I will
else.
Tell you, if you're claustrophobic, it does help to have a window. That you can look out of. It does help with kind of a claustrophobic feeling.
If you're claustrophobic, you should be on the aisle. You should not be in the window.
Not if you're claustrophobic and you take Xanax and fall asleep. Then that you really want to have a window and want to know. I wouldn't love it. I mean, for me and my particular issues with flying, if I had a windowless seat, that it would feel more claustrophobic. I don't know if I wouldn't sue. That's the thing. I would be like, this sucks. I agree with both of you.
This is phony outrage. In my mind, this is phony outrage.
But it makes economic sense. This is the larger problem, right? Whether it's a class action lawsuit, whether it's the fact that there's these outrage, sort of the outrage capital of the internet. So if you're that one person who's suing for whatever, all of a sudden you get publicity and those people actually want that publicity.
Yeah.
Right. This is what happens. So this behavior is constantly reinforced.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's inevitable. That's why you have class action lawsuits like this.
Yeah. But also when you factor in social media as well, it also is a whole nother, maybe I can have my Hawk 2 a moment. Right? Like,
I don't think anyone wants that moment, but yes.
Well,
I see
they do. A lot of people want that moment. A lot of people. And then she obviously didn't have the talent or the judgment to be able to maintain it.
Shocker.
Right? Like, yeah, but like, how do you go viral? And that's everyone's dream. Every young person's dream or many
is to go viral. You're right.
Go viral.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
David's still doing fucking TikTok videos today.
Yeah. So
what?
Who is?
David. He's talking about God and the Packers. That's his thing.
Listen, so do we all fall on the same lines? We're all against this lawsuit.
I don't think
we all think this is stupid.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should be able to sue for it.
Okay. Yeah, I think for a large part, America is stupid. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there we go. All right, so we're in agreement on this one. Very good.
Picture.
All right. I'm shocked. I thought I'd get a little bit of pushback from you, Dave, especially. Not because of the whole litigious thing, just because you have anxiety when you fly. And I thought you'd say like, oh, well, some people need that window to quell their anxiety. They like to look out the window. And,
I do. And I did say that. I just don't think it's a suable offense. There are times when you have to like, that sucks. And then maybe I like would note this is aisle 14. I'm going to try to
Have you guys been on a plane before where a husband has said, hey, can I switch seats with you, my kid and my wife?
Yes.
What do you do?
I always give up my seat unless they're moving me into a middle. I'm not going to a middle.
I always say, how much? And they go, for the seat switch? I go, no, for your wife.
And then
my point is that we move, right? And
yeah, of course.
I had a window seat, and David, and God help me, I hope this never happens, and I are on the same plane together.
Yeah.
He's clearly like has a
issue. Yeah.
You switch seats on the plane. Can we have humanity, please, as a hedge?
I agree.
For all this stuff.
Yeah, I
agree. Moving from a window to an aisle, if you don't like that, or a middle, that's asking for too
much. I'm not moving to a middle. I'm not moving. I'm sorry.
We're talking about next to like an air conditioning duct on the edge of the plane.
I will gladly sit in a window with no window. I don't give a shit.
You don't mind that? Yeah.
No, because when I sit in a window, I put the shade down. Never,
do you have a disability, David? Do you have a disability? Does the airlines know that you're fucking whacked?
No, they don't. I keep it under wraps.
It's not on his ticket.
I wonder if I should, though. Should
you should.
Can I get a...
Yeah.
I can imagine bringing a dog with me to help me with my anxiety on a plane. I wonder if that would help. But that
would make your anxiety worse because you have this dog now that you have to care for.
I think it's so hard to fly with a dog. Yeah,
no, exactly. No. It's amazing because it's amazing with Miles and Lou. It's amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't take him out of the box, right?
You're not allowed. I don't
Miles
think.
Stays in his bag. When you fall asleep and you put your foot in there, he sleeps on your foot. It's super cute.
Oh, that's it. All right. Well, that's
my topic.
We came to a good conclusion on that one.
Yeah, I think so. We've added that well.
I think, ready for this? I think that this was David's best topic. Whose topic was this?
Josh? My topic.
Josh, this was your best topic in a long time, too.
Stop.
David, that was a good topic, right, for Josh?
That's wonderful. Our topics are solid.
I'm well-researched. I got a whole basket of these topics.
Some of the topics, Josh, are a bit bland sometimes, but this was a good one.
Cracker Barrel they did last time, very topical. Cattle.
It was, but that wasn't even my topic. That was you doing?
I'm not saying I have a hate. I have a high slugging percentage.
You do not have a high slugging percentage. And your on-base percentage is .005.
Let's prove it, Omar. What's your topic?
0.005. Wow. that's like way below the Mendoza line.
It is.
David, what's the Mendoza line?
235.
Nope. 200.
200.
Yes,
200.
200. 200. Right. 200. Yeah. All right. So my idea is this.
Oh, God.
I think about like my life and I think about the stories I have had happen to me or that have happened to me adjacently. Right. Mm-hmm. And they involve people like, you know, Rihanna, Snoop Dogg, Tom Brady, like Chris Brown. Right.
Those are the adjacent stories.
Yeah.
No, some of them are. No, I'm saying in my life, the stories involving them. And then I think about like my best friend said to me years ago, I remember when I first met him for my birthday, he gave me a Ferrari key.
What?
Key.
Key. Okay. Yeah.
And he goes, take it on dates with you. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. Chicks are going to think that you have a Ferrari. I'm like, what are you doing? And then my best friend, we would be on islands together sometimes, St. Bart's specifically. And we'd meet girls, and he was with Alana, but he would tell girls with me that we had our own yacht. And that was our yacht over there. We just pointed at a random yacht. And they should come over and have a party there the next day.
Right?
Oh,
and I go,
man,
what are you doing? He goes, it doesn't matter. Everyone here lies. It's you're never going to see him again. And, you know, and like tell him that we're not on the yacht tonight and we'll meet him later. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so now, fast forward to where we are today. And yes, there are things that happen to me, but I'm finding that sometimes I add something to a story here and there, and then you add another layer on. It's kind of like almost like making a joke or making more compelling. And then you get to the point where I don't even know what's real and what isn't anymore.
Oh, it's so true.
And like I think about like the Seinfeld line that George has. It's not a lie if you believe it.
If you believe it, yeah. It's the best line in all of Seinfeld. It's the best line in all of Seinfeld.
And I'm saying like I could tell you some of the things that I've added stuff onto, you know, or whatever. And others are 100% real. But I almost forget what's real and what isn't.
That's sad. I find that to be sad.
Well, my question to you is do you guys have any stories that you – it's like the Glory Days thing, that Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you guys have stories in your past?
Yeah.
Where you talk about, like, Josh's supposed five goal game.
It's not right. Supposed to. It happens.
Well, that's, well, Josh, did it happen in your mind or did it happen in real life?
It happened in real life.
He doesn't even know anymore. He doesn't know.
Like, I remember distinctly.
Well, do other
give or take a couple goals,
are
probably,
there,
right?
Are there people there, Josh, that can validate that?
Yes.
Who is it? Are they Fox News or are they MSNBC?
No, first of all, and it's also on the internet. You can see it.
Well, that's, I mean, there's a lot of deep fakes.
Well, they keep, if you, it's the league keeps all the stats. So you can see the league stats.
Oh, okay.
And so you can see game logs.
It's independently validated?
Yes.
Is it on the blockchain?
It's on the game log.
Is it on the blockchain?
It's not on the blockchain. No. Well, so what's your question to us?
Asking you, do you guys have things and stories that you told so many times? Maybe you've added one little thing here because they got better feedback.
No.
There. You added a little dramatization ahead of the event. I mean, whatever. You've never done that once,
of
Josh.
Of course. You embellish. Of course you embellish sometimes. And by the way, stories also change just from your memory of them over time, too.
Yeah.
So there's
that's his point.
Yeah. No, but he's purposely embellishing.
That's a great topic because this is – everyone embellishes. But
yes,
it's
that's
a
true.
Scale. Some people embellish. Scale. There are 10 and some are just slightly – and you're right. It could be a 2 goes to a 3 over time.
Correct.
I think that's such an interesting topic because I think even telling you my Barkley story.
Yeah.
I mean, everything I told you, I think is true. But there's probably some things like it. It just to make the story go smoother, it sort of has more impact because you don't want to tell a story so factual and have everyone go like, yeah, big deal. Like you.
Right.
As long as you're not changing, you know, it's not. I don't say Michael Jordan instead of Charles Barkley, but there's small things we all do. And I think it's okay to embellish as long as you're not changing the key parts of a story.
Well, look, movies do it all the time. Movies that are based on historical events do it all the time.
Sure. To make it entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah. To make it entertaining, to add lines that maybe weren't actually
said,
but that's
like
clever.
Yeah. Further out. Tell me this is wrong. Okay. So I'll be honest with you. This is like, I'm bearing my soul here. So my best friend, right?
Yes.
He's friends with
Did
Lady
you kill
Gaga.
A guy?
No. Yeah. No, he was close with Lady Gaga, right?
What?
Oh.
And Lady Gaga stayed at his house once, but she was doing a show in Chicago.
Okay.
And they're driving to get coffee one morning at like the local coffee place.
Him and Lady Gaga. Yeah.
And he tells me the story. And Lady Gaga is like, someone says to her, you'd be a great mom. And she goes, I'm too afraid. I don't know. My life's too crazy to have a kid and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah. And Brett goes to her, look, I know people that are famous and people that aren't famous. Like no one knows what the fuck they're doing. And their kids, there's no correlation at all to having any impact on the kids. And you know, it's the same difference.
Okay.
And so that story, I've told at least 50 people that I was in the car with her.
That's
another level. That's a huge factual.
I wasn't in the car.
Right. That's a huge,
so is that,
huge
is
component.
That wrong?
Yes, it's wrong.
Wait a second. Wait. I got permission from Brett.
It doesn't matter. It's not even remotely factually true. It's not even an embellishment. It's an outright lie.
But if he said he's okay with being in the car with
it
him.
It doesn't matter what he says. It's still not factually accurate whatsoever.
Can you picture yourself in the car now? Like,
yes!
So do you think you were in the car with Lady Gaga?
I think it is, but that's my point of this topic. I feel like I was there.
You weren't. But that... This is a whole nother... Boy, that guy was dead on. The guy who works for JetBlue asking you about your afflictions. That was a smart. That was a good question to ask.
You can't lie.
No,
I mean, there's embellish and
there's
lie.
It's not lying. The story happened.
No,
it happened.
Of course, the story happened, but it didn't happen with you in the car. Listen, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
It's an enormous difference.
It's a victimless crime.
Yes, it is a victimless crime. I will give you that. No one is hurt by it other than your psyche.
So what's the problem?
Because it's not true. That, you know, it's like, but you didn't. So, okay, let me back up.
Look, I've had a dance off with Chris Brown. I've hung out with Jay-Z and Beyonce a number of times. I've done these things. I've met Puff Daddy. like whatever.
Well, I wouldn't brag about that one. That one I wouldn't brag about.
Yeah.
That's not a good one.
Dig into that one for a second.
Like I've done a music video with Lil Wayne. Like I've done.
I get it. I saw that. That was factual. I saw that video.
Why can't I enjoy some of the results?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Visual sort of branding.
Here's the point. You don't need to do that. You have stories.
Go back to the others, yeah.
You have good shit.
Okay, scenario number one. I tell you that the Lady Gaga story, and I tell you that I wasn't in the car.
Yeah.
Or story number two, where I tell you I was in the car.
Doesn't matter to me.
Which one's more interesting to you?
Neither. They're both the same. They're both the same level of interest.
No, I think it's more interesting that you're in the car, but then I want to be like, what did you guys – what was she like? Like, I want to follow up questions.
I can answer that too.
Then the lie becomes another lie.
Yes.
And now you're
this is inherently the problem.
No, wait a second. Oh, victimless crime. To you, for me, the fascinating part of this is neither one of you two bozos are saying that you've done it.
Right. Of course not.
It is not a victimous crime, though. Can I jump in and say, because here's the thing. I regularly, when I hear a story, about 50% of stories like that I hear, I automatically go, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, you do. you do.
And just like your when you had four women over swimming naked at your pool. Like
that actually was true. That was true.
We don't know anymore. Your credibility.
Yes, now I wonder.
I think it's now one woman. Actually, I think it was actually two dogs.
It might have been, yeah.
Although one of them, I'm actually annoyed. I realized the other day one of them stole a giant thing of protein mix out of my house.
Oh,
what? Why would they do that?
Because I bought protein mix. I was really proud about it. I showed it to them one night, and then
you showed them protein mix.
We made smoothies in the daytime or whatever.
What kind of blender?
Breville. And anyway, one of them left and she took the protein thing with her.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, that's an odd thing to take.
That's an odd thing to do. That's
it's a validator of the story. It's a weird thing, but it happened.
It's weird.
I think it's not victimless. It makes the rest of us jaded. And now it does. Look what you've done to me.
Aren't you already jaded? Does that really fucking matter at the end of the day?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? It's like as long as the person you're around, you trust their judgment and they're kind of funny and not annoying.
Look, I love your stories. I do, but there's no reason for you to even do that. It's not necessary for you to do that. I had a guy I knew. I'm trying to be careful with this. I had a guy I knew in college, and he was the most ridiculous storyteller. Ridiculous. Talked about being kidnapped. Him and his daughter talked about. I don't even want to say it because just in case this person is listening.
Does this have to do with the monkey?
No, it does not. No. That's a different person. This is someone I went to college with.
That's a good example.
Great example. Well, I'll tell you in a second. And it just got so crazy that we're like, I don't believe anything he says anymore. So there's
that's a little different, Josh. I have a lot
it is.
Of like,
it is different.
I have a
it
long
is different.
Track record. Okay. Every so often
you
there are flyers.
You do. You 100% have your legitimacy to you. There's no question. I'm not gonna take that away from you. But this dude told lie after lie after lie that was so egregious. We're like, this is not believable. It's just not believable. And we had a guy. So what Dave's talking about with the gorilla, we had a guy we met. I'm not going to reveal his identity either. Who told I'm not even going to tell the story because that'll reveal his identity. Told such an outrageous story
a couple of outrageous stories.
Yes, but one in particular about a drugged out gorilla that came to in a bad time, and it was like. No.
None of us believed it.
There's
None
no way that's true.
Are the initials RB?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
But it's a crazy story. And I'm like, it's just, there's no reason for you to do it, Omar. That's what I'm telling you. So I get it. Everyone about embellishing is fine. Embellishing is fine. But it's the scale of embellishing. Dave's 100% right.
Wait. The question wasn't whether or not I should do anything. The question is, have you guys have nothing where you've added here and
not like that. Never like that.
Okay.
No. I've never put myself in a place I wasn't.
Look, some of my like my Harry Potter story and other joys I've had.
You met Harry Potter? He's not real. See, that's not believable because he's a fictional character. See, you're already caught in a lie right there.
All right. Well, that's my topic.
That's a good one, though.
Not bad.
That we'll come back to that because I think as stories now come on this podcast in the future, we're going to be asking.
There you go.
True, embellished, or lie?
There you go. That's not bad. That's,
I don't think I've. No. Who knows?
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, ready for my topic?
Yes.
Yep.
So we're going to be three for three of kind of like deeper topics, something we needed to consider. So
I'm not sure a window seat is deep, but go ahead.
Yeah, I guess we're talking it's about litigious nature of our nation, maybe a little bit. But this is something that I've been really thinking about. I had a situation this week where I was having a conversation with a group of people, and I wanted to recommend something, but it was a light recommendation. It wasn't like – I think we should do – I'll just say it's A versus B. Okay.
Was this an activity? Was this a food? Was this – can you
it's
tell
like
us
strategy.
What –
strategy. It's like within our work, you know.
Okay. So it was a work strategy recommendation on how to do something.
Right.
Is that fair?
So yes. So okay. I said I think – this is what I think we should do. I think it should be A and, you know, kind of talk about it. And then – people and we discuss it, and I don't need to have it be A, but the first person comes back to me and says, that's a terrible idea. Like, why would we want to do A? and then describe like what we should do is B.
Yeah.
You know what that did to me in that very moment?
Yeah.
I'm now
you're all in on A.
Yeah.
You're
it's all
in
about on A. A now. Like, yep. And now I'm correct. Like, how dare you? And I thought and all of a sudden I'm like down the rabbit hole defending every part of A, and I realize I don't want to be here. Like, I don't feel that strongly about A, but I do because the way they responded.
Yes.
And I think I responded by saying like, look, I don't even know if I want to do this. Like, but I feel like I'm having to defend it because of the way this has all gone down, and the whole thing sort of like nothing happened, and then we just moved away. But that – and it made me angry. I was like, why did I get so upset? Why did we get to this place?
Yeah.
And breaking it down, I realized it was because of the way someone responded to my suggestion. So then I was in another situation, and someone above me was speaking, and they said something that wasn't quite right. And then someone, you know, quickly raised their hand and like quickly sort of pointed out that was wrong. You know, it's this. And they got super defensive. I was like, look, there it happened again. So – I realize I need to watch for myself. I'd be curious what you guys think. I mean, the art of yes, but, or yes and be, but, you know, having that ability to redirect or to have a conversation without putting someone defensive.
Redirect while diffusing any potential defensiveness from the person who you're redirecting.
Say again.
What are you saying?
I didn't hear the first part of your question.
The art of giving feedback without triggering someone.
Yeah, it's feedback, but it's also disagreeing too. Or, you know, I think if someone, I don't know if I do it well in this podcast with you guys, because that's the whole point. But if someone said A, I think there's a difference between no, that's dumb. Like, we should do B.
I can tell you, I do it all the time. You want the out of the box solution?
Yeah, I do.
You can say something like this. One way to think about it, I always go to my multiverse, Doctor Strange world.
Yeah.
Right? And Doctor Strange and multiverse worlds, whereas there's billions of different multiverses that exist. Right? And so I'll say there's a multiverse that exists where one way to think about this is like this, X, Y, and Z. And then they work backwards.
Okay.
Oh, in your example, you have an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you say it that way.
Here it is. Look, this all boils down to setting. It all boils down to setting. If you are in a podcast and say something, it is not abnormal or out of the norm for one of us to go, you're nuts. That's not true.
Yeah.
Here's the reality, right?
Right.
It's a podcast. Normal. You can't do that at work. It's a
what about at home or friend? You know,
yeah,
friends.
You can. Yeah, you can. Why you can't you? Why? Can't, why?
Because it's not a situation where look what happened with Dave. Dave got incredibly defensive because his idea was just completely ridiculed and made fun of.
One-on-one, not in groups.
You can do it one-on-one at work? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Dave would have the same exact reaction. There's just places where you have to be more sensitive and you have to be more careful with your words versus other places. That's just life. That's society. Society dictates that.
Well, so I'll contradict myself. I think there is a situation where you could say, like, well, here's the thing. I disagree with that. Here is my, you know, rationale. But that is still a softer version without being,
right?
You know, confrontational. I'm just surprised.
Your situation was
you can also even be nicer than that. You go, you know what? That's a pretty good idea. But what if we? What if? Let me just throw this alternative out, which might work better.
Right. Okay. Say, thank you for that idea. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that you could. Yeah, thanks for that dumb idea, but let me give you one of mine. Yeah, anything is softer.
This is an overall problem I have with people who don't understand how society works. There's a lot of people who just don't understand how society works, and it goes right back to the guy at Starbucks in the beginning of this podcast who dumped all his change out on a counter. Can you do that? Can you pay for a coffee with pennies? Yes, technically you can, but society says no. You can't. That's
a little
ridiculous.
Different, Josh.
It's maybe not that different. Guy, it's, yeah, it's the same
you
thing.
That guy situation. Maybe that's all he had, and he really wanted a goddamn cup of coffee. You know, I mean, come on. That's a little
it's
different
possible.
Than what Dave's talking about.
He wasn't a homeless guy. I
he
would
was
know.
Working with someone who's probably overpaid in their role, and wants to treat their mental as some type of feedback as being justifying their job.
The whole point is you have to wear different hats depending on your situation and take
this
on different personas.
The guy at Starbucks probably couldn't even afford a hat, Josh. You think about that?
He could. He had eight some dollars and pennies and nickels. He could afford a tiny hat. That's not my point. My point is that society dictates that you behave differently in certain places. When I'm out of work, sometimes when I'm with my friends, I curse like a sailor. When I'm at work at a meeting, I'm not dropping F-bombs. See what I'm saying? It's just little things that you turn on and off, and you regulate your dial from 0 to 10. Depending on what you have to know how to do that. You have to like it's I don't even know an example, but this is part of the issue with like social media and kids and people behaving one way online.
I can't think, Dave, is there an instance where Josh has been a less than ideal representative of you professionally or personally? I'm trying to think if he has with me.
No,
he's
very professional.
Wait, Josh, excuse me, Josh, you're not part of this conversation right now. I'm
but that was think. See what he did. That was a very polite way to talk me down off the conversation. Yes, and he could have said, "Shut the hell up," and right. We're talking. Dolter talking.
Excuse me, then you're not part of this coming.
Then I would have been combative, but no, I'm very content with the way he put me down.
You're sanguine.
Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sanguine or sanguine?
Sanguine. Yeah.
Sanguine. Yeah, Josh. I don't think you have. I think Dave. When Dave's met my Dave, you also are a good. You make a very good impression. You have very good social norms built into you.
Dave doesn't do impressions. He does want to crystal walk in, which is all right.
Dave has the Lord's guidance and the Lord's grace. So he's always covered. Yes.
I sure hope so. But what was the question? Has Josh ever represented us in a poor fashion?
Yeah, with anybody. Right. Has anyone ever said to you, man, that guy Josh, not for me?
Well, it's the opposite. I think one of Josh's... strengths is that these people that we meet with, you know, can't wait to talk to Josh. And someone we both know who is a controversial or confrontational person said, "Oh, you're Dave. Everyone knows Josh. No one knows you." Do you know
who said that? Don't tell. Yeah, I'll say it.
Yeah, it's that I remember thinking. It's become a very good friend of mine now, but that was one of the first things he ever said to me. He's the kind of person that hasn't mastered the idea of, you know, knowing when to dial it up and down. And I feel this particular skill of knowing when to redirect, how to contradict without being confrontational is not as common as you would think.
It's
I feel like
not.
I face it all the time.
That's exactly right. Filters. It's about filters. You
it
need
takes
to
a
have
lot of energy
filters.
to do that. And sometimes I do lose it every so often.
You are very you're one of those people, and I don't say this in a bad way, you're kind of the same dude no matter what the scenario is.
Yeah, I almost took my shirt off in the middle of a hotel 2 days ago because I was talking to somebody I won't say who they were, but someone involved in our industry, and they said that my approach, how I was handling something, is like, well, other professional companies do it this way. And I go, professional? Is that what we're talking about here? Professional? Like Allen Iverson talking about practice, I go, since when do we care about professional? What's conventional? I'm like, is this professional? And I got up and I took off my shirt. I go, does this matter?
Now, is that embellishment? Is that embellishment?
Okay, I got down to the last button.
Thank you. See, there we go. All right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Were you there?
There you go.
Yeah,
no, I was there.
But was Lady Gaga there?
No. My point is sometimes I can be a little bit over the top in my reaction.
Look, this is the easiest way to sum this is so simple, is that the first time I've ever really met you, Omar, not the first time I met you, but the first time I saw you in like an industry event, everyone is wearing jackets and ties or suits or you know, blazers or whatever, and you're in a hoodie. And that's who you are. Now, do I want to be in a jack and tie? No, I don't want to be in a jack and tie.
But we can't get away with that now.
I want to be in a hoodie too.
Yeah, but we can't get away with it.
No.
Omar, you set the standard. So you're in the enviable place where you can do it.
I've set the standard for people who know me, right? But other people don't know me. It's a higher hurdle to be taken seriously, which I'll never get to at some point.
But look,
because
I've had, so for example, this is a great example. I've been at events where you're in a hoodie, and people I've been talking to said, you see that guy in the hoodie? Because they don't know you.
Yep.
And I tell them, I inform them who you are. I say, oh yeah, that's Omar. He's a jackass.
Yeah.
So it's that simple. You just have to set the standard. No, what I'm saying is
I love that. And that is the best introduction. Please continue with that. That's the bar low. It's perfect.
Put that on a cup.
It's one of those things. You do things because you need to do them that way because society calls for it. And people ignore societal norms, and that drives me nuts.
Being unconventional is a lot more fun, but it's a lot more difficult.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's a good way to sum it.
Yeah, if you're able to earn it, right? And I tell my team that
a
lot.
That's right.
You got to pull it off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good podcast. Hey, I just want to quickly mention Omar's comic book, The Incentive Aligner. That's not placed there
behind him
for no reason. This is now your new favorite superhero, The Incentive Aligner.
Don't forget our animation series, David. We're doing the drop.
Yep. So you want to tell people where you can find that, or is that?
No,
Josh.
All right.
Josh, can we incorporate that animation? We can have an FTS edition too, by the way, of the animation.
Potentially. Let's not spitball on air.
All right. That's
like we
good.
Tend
well,
to do.
Thanks, David. Thanks for that plug. I was kind of showing it, I guess.
Yeah, yes. It's right there right in front of our face. So if you
talk
are
about unconventional, there you go. Omar has created a cartoon character.
An overweight superhero.
Yes, a superhero and comic book strip for his business.
On his tool belt is French fries and a slice of pizza. That's his tool belt. Can I say something actually as well? And again, this is
it's not a restaurant business, by the way, either.
This is for food. This is a sign of a top tick. At my event in Nashville, after the event, the whole team's like hanging out, laughing. And I look at Anand, who you guys know is one of my partners, and I go, Anand, do you know what I see when I look at this diaspora of like happiness and contentment? He's like, what? I'm like, top tick. Right? It's only going to get worse from here.
Only you see success as being, we're on our way down.
So, but I will say, this is, I think, in terms of, I'm interested in what our viewers think. I think each of you who usually are like six to sevens, but on a consistent basis with your topics, you know, both of you had like 8.5+ topics.
No.
Right? And mine was, I think, as well, you know, 8+.
Oh, okay.
It's a great average.
10 that, being the best?
Yes.
How's your score going?
10 being the best. Yeah.
Well, as long as I'm above 5, I'm happy.
Yeah, above 5. So.
All right. I think we'll wrap this up. Episode 94. We'd love to hear from you. friends@fts.media is our email address. We have a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. You can also DM us or follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. At Friends Talking Shop. Well, until next time, bye everyone.
See ya.
Smell you later.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,